Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Kids commit crimes. Should accountability be shared at home? I'm John Doman.
Debate over VMI's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts leads to a resignation.
How long a Rockville banker got in prison for stealing millions from religious institutions? I'm Megan Cloherty.
WTOP News Time, 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. President Biden signed the debt ceiling agreement this afternoon, ending weeks of worry over whether the nation would run out of money to pay its bills on Monday. There were critics on both sides, with some Democrats angry over work requirements and some Republicans feeling Mr. Biden didn't cut enough. In a speech to the nation from the Oval Office, the president said,
"The original House Republican proposal would have cut health care for up to 21 million Americans on Medicaid. And I said no. And Medicare is protected. And so are millions of people most in need."
The search for survivors is over for the night in India in the wake of a massive rail crash that killed nearly 300. Rescuers frantically tried to pull people out of the wreckage of the three-train collision, calling the scene a bloodbath. BBC reporter Arkona Shukla is at the scene.
Passenger families have been scouting for their loved ones, for their relatives, many of them not even knowing which hospital they have been sent to. More than 288 casualties have been reported. That's the official figure. There are chances that this number would be revised upwards. 1,175 people have been injured so far, according to the official number.
Federal investigators confirmed that a nurse at a Texas Border Patrol facility refused to help a mother pleading to have her 8-year-old daughter taken to the hospital on the same day she died. Nick Miroff at the Washington Post.
The nurse practitioner who was a contracted medical staff there, it appears that she did not review documents brought by the family outlining the girl's fragile medical history.
It is Pride Month, and at Disney in Florida, tens of thousands are celebrating the annual tradition known as Gay Days. The event's entertainment director, Chantel Riche, says it is important in a state that has passed laws some feel target LGBTQ people.
This is exactly the situation which what created Gay Days. When people try to say we could not be, we could not gather, we could not be a community. Now is the most important when we have a government that's making decisions trying to say that to us.
But the Sunshine State is going to get some heavy rain thanks to Tropical Depression Arlene. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
The showers and storms will erupt as we head really after lunchtime. You've got Lake Okeechobee, even up toward the I-4 corridor, the theme parks in Orlando, Tampa. Watch out for some heavier downpours.
YouTube says it will no longer take down videos that falsely claim the 2020 election was stolen. It is reversing a policy put in place amid the chaos after the election, saying the decision was carefully deliberated. It took down tens of thousands of videos. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 4:03 at WTOP, 80 degrees. Some areas could see showers this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you.
And now, a special update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
We may have an update for you in Newington, Virginia. 95 North and South has been closed since about 2 o'clock for downed power lines. The cameras that are working nearby seem to indicate, and a caller also told us they had reopened the roadway north and south. Seems to be true. Still working on confirmation to make 100% sure. But now there's still gridlock north and south, and all the exits trying to get to 95. We're dealing with some gridlock as well. But it sounds like we're having some changes going on in Newington. We will have a full update for you at 4:08. I'm Joe Conway, WTOP Traffic.
Stay with us. As Joe said, we'll keep you up to date on that and more as the traffic condition progresses. Leaders in Prince George's County are looking to Annapolis to hopefully address the rise of juvenile crimes in the area.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the community as a whole is failing too many kids right now, but that it starts at home.
We have to ensure that families, that parents know where their children are, know who they are,
affiliating themselves with, know whether or not they're in school.
She says she plans to launch a truancy initiative aimed at getting more kids back in school, but she also plans to talk with state lawmakers about the role parents need to play.
There really are very limited mechanisms for the prosecutor's office to hold parents accountable.
It's too early to say what that could look like yet.
We have to have conversations about that.
And they have time since lawmakers don't go back to Annapolis until next year. John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 4:05. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. As of this week, she has resigned that post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts towards diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have pushed back and criticized the school's position. She was also the only black woman to report to VMI's superintendent, Cedric Wims, who was also the first African-American in that position. He was hired in 2020. And an apartment conflict in Adams Morgan leads to a woman being attacked and assault charges being filed.
Christine Corbin says she went to the assistant property manager about them taking down notices of the formation of a tenants association. She videoed the argument. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I could not open my eyes for 2 hours. I got called off in the ambulance, and I was in Georgetown Hospital for 2 hours. My arms are still burning.
Police plan to charge that property manager with simple assault. Residents at the building on Columbia Road say they've been fed up after days-long water shutoffs to update plumbing. In a statement, UIP Property Management says they are cooperating with police. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
New details after a shooting last week that left three dead and a fourth seriously injured in Woodbridge. Prince William County police have identified a suspect, 28-year-old Donald Barahona Quinones, a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest and conviction. Police say several people were at a home in Birchdale Avenue when the suspect pulled out a gun and started firing. And a Rockville man facing 3 years in federal lockup, prosecutors believe he stole millions from churches and other religious institutions.
A jury convicted 29-year-old Diape Sek of Rockville for his role in stealing nearly $2 million by stealing checks from the mail. Federal prosecutors say Sek, who was a customer service representative at a bank, opened 412 bank accounts and fake identities in just a one-year period in exchange for cash bribes. Prosecutors say checks payable to and written from churches and other institutions were deposited into many of those accounts, and then they say Sek and at least eight other co-conspirators would withdraw the money at ATMs. Megan Clowerty, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
Gig work is becoming a good fit for seniors, too. I'm Jeff Glable.
It's 4:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Ongoing issue on the roadways. It is 4:08. Let's go over to Joe Conway in the traffic center.
All right, Ralph, we'll give you a bit of an update. Callers are telling us they've reopened the lanes on I-95 there in Newington. They closed about 2 hours ago because power lines fell, and we had northbound and southbound shut down ever since, including the Easy Pass lanes. We're now hearing from our callers that the lanes are now open northbound and southbound on I-95. Now, when the power got cut to cut the lines out, it cut the camera that was showing us the actual closure, but believing our callers to this is true, and all the nearby cameras also showing us traffic appears to be at least flowing somewhat. Now, the delays are not going to go away anytime soon. This is going to take a long time to clear these delays. Now, also, as a result of the power cut that enabled them to pull the lines out of the roadway on I-95, that's apparently shut down cameras all around the Newington area, and as a result there, what you've got is traffic signals that are dark as well. Need to treat those as always stops. But from what we are hearing, northbound and southbound no longer diverted. The closure lifted on 95 at the Fairfax County Parkway in Newington. Both northbound and southbound should now be available. Elsewhere, Virginia, 66 slowing both ways through Falls Church and Vienna should be all volume. Into Maryland, 70 west. The crash at 29 Ellicott City was along the right. Baltimore-Washington Parkway wreck was southbound near the Beltway. Only the left lane was able to get by. By the way, Bay bridges are running 2 east and 3 west. On the Beltway through Montgomery and Prince George's counties, maybe finding pockets of volume, but nothing complicated to block. Branch Avenue crash was reported northbound near Naylor Road, should be under police direction. District DC 295 northbound, the ongoing road work near Pennsylvania Avenue had only a single lane getting by. We're hearing it is still quite slow in that stretch. We are brought to you by Fitzgerald. Don't sell your car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com to get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. FitzBuysCars.com, that's the Fitz way. I'm Joe Conway, WTOP Traffic.
Now, look at what's happening weather-wise. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We had some sunshine out there this morning, but now the clouds are streaming in, and we'll see a few showers and storms start to move in later this afternoon to this evening between 2 and 10 o'clock, anywhere from Winchester to Hagerstown to Frederick, Maryland. Most of those areas north and west of the D.C. metro area will have the highest chance of seeing some thunderstorms this afternoon. A couple of them could be strong with some gusty winds and small hail, heavy rain and lightning possible too. Then we draw out the forecast late tonight. Temperatures will fall back down to 57 by tomorrow. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
82 degrees at Reagan National, 83 at BWI Marshall, 85 at Dulles, and we are at 80 here outside the WTOP studios. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Gig workers aren't just younger people looking to make a little extra money. The gig economy is now attracting seniors near or in retirement, and all those years of working put them in big gig economy demand.
A lot of people forget how many skills they've picked up over their careers. People have done all sorts of things, you know, like writing or crunching numbers. People have developed a skill of talking to other people, connecting with people, leading in some form or fashion, figuring out, you know, how to solve tough problems. All of that stuff matters in the gig economy.
That's Alex Atwood at Falls Church-based Gravy Work, which connects gig workers with available jobs. No cost to the gig worker signing up. Plus, they get a little help in figuring out what's best.
People can, like, think about what they're good at and then find places that need those skills. And we have what we call talent coordinators who work individually to ensure that everybody that comes on the platform has the right idea in terms of how they want to use their time.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, near record numbers in Sin City, but not good ones. Stay with us. It's 412.
Do people judge you by your missing or broken teeth? Even worse, do you judge yourself? You should know there is one great solution that can change your life. Cascades One from the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling. Cascades One is a revolutionary full-mouth implant solution completed with beautiful teeth in a day created in our on-site lab. We use only the best materials and we never upcharge, all backed up by our amazing guarantee. Change your life. Call 866-25-SLEEP or visit CascadesOne.com.
From Nats Park to the Metro Silver Line to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, the operating engineers of IUOE Local 77 have built some of the most important projects in the DMV, and they're looking for help. If you are certified to operate cranes or heavy equipment or want to be, and are looking for a new adventure in your professional life, consider IUOE Local 77. Don't just do a job, do work that matters. Get started at IUOELocal77.org.
413.
We got Verizon 5G home internet. It's from Verizon. Safe choice, right?
Well, some things that look great end up being not so great.
Like the time you bought a shrimp roll from a gas station.
Ugh. Or when you bought that used sports car.
What about when we got Billy that drum set?
The point is, Verizon 5G home internet sounded great,
but turned out to be something else. And we deserve fast, reliable internet. We deserve Xfinity.
It's time for better internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. Now through June 21st, get started with 200 megabit per second Xfinity internet with Wi-Fi equipment included. It's all just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. You can save up to $600 in your first 2 years over Verizon. Go to Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect more to Verizon 5G home plan.
Coming up, the Nats may never see one of their stars play again. We've got sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It is 4:15. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for making us part of your Saturday afternoon. Well, folks, say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The bad news is a lot more of your money might be staying there these days as well. Casinos on the Strip are making it more expensive to play and more difficult to win. That led to near-record losses at Vegas gambling tables last year. Catherine Sayre covers the gambling industry for the Wall Street Journal's Entertainment Bureau. And join WTOP's Sean and Hillary with more about how expensive gambling is getting.
On the Las Vegas Strip, last year, gamblers lost more than $8 billion. And if you look at some of the more popular games like blackjack, blackjack players lost $1 billion. And that's just gambling, right? That doesn't include all the money you're spending on hotels and restaurants and entertainment.
So what are the gambling companies doing to make it harder to win?
Yeah, so the companies are making some changes in subtle ways that gamblers might not notice, but they start to add up. So if you look at blackjack, casinos have changed how much they're willing to pay out for when you hit 21, when you get a blackjack. It used to be what's known as the 3-2 payout. So essentially, $10 would get you $15. Now they've changed that to something called the 6-5. So that same $10 only gets you $12.
Why are they doing this?
Well, it's within their regulatory approval to do it. And I think the casinos would say, hey, we're in a for-profit industry and they're trying to make as much money as possible. You know, part of this is you look at after the pandemic, table games were slower to be reintroduced. We were all trying to figure out social distancing. And the companies realized, hey, we can make just as much, if not more money on a fewer number of tables.
All right, gamblers beware. Now the important question for you, Catherine. What about all the like almost free meals and drinks that they ply you with? Is that continuing?
You know, it depends. Anecdotally, certainly buffets, free buffets, those have started to fade away. I think if you're willing to spend a lot of money gambling, you'll still see some free drinks out there.
Again, Catherine Sayre covers the gambling industry for the Wall Street Journal's Entertainment Bureau. It is 4:17. Pending Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris has a date next week with the NFL's Finance Committee. Some last-minute adjustments are being stipulated to get approval from league owners. After assurances from Harris, the league optimistic that the Finance Committee will recommend approval and the deal could be ratified in the coming weeks. This according to two sources familiar with the sale process that spoke with the Washington Post. Both the Post, or the NFL that is, and a Harris spokesman declined comment. Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. With just 2 days before a potential default, President Biden signed the debt ceiling deal today. Also, YouTube makes a significant change that could affect the 2024 presidential election and others moving forward. Hundreds dead, over 1,000 reported injured after a serious train derailment in India. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Over to Joe Conway in the traffic center.
Ralph, we do have some good news for drivers in Newington, Virginia. I-95 has been reopened both northbound and southbound. Confirmation there. Northbound, southbound near the Fairfax County Parkway was closed since about 2 o'clock when power lines fell on the roadways. They cut the power, they moved the lines, and now we are open northbound and southbound on I-95. With a heavy delay still. When we say open, we don't mean that things are all clear. We just mean the roadway is now accessible and available. Northbenders are jammed out of Dale City. Southbound coming off of 395 at Edsel Road. Inner loop and outer loop ramps are jammed up to go south of 95 as well. But they should be lifting all the ramp closures, and the closure itself in Newington has been lifted as well. Elsewhere in Virginia, they are reopening the Easy Pass lanes to go north on 95. That's as expected, but just delayed because of the issue there in Newington. In Newington, a power cut is also affecting a lot of traffic signals throughout the that stretch of Fairfax County, the northern county there, through Newington and through Kingstown. Treat all of the dark signals as all-way stops.
66 slows westbound, leaving the Beltway toward 123. Also slowing both ways through West Arlington and Falls Church. Should be volume in all cases. Into Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound near the Beltway. The crash had only the left lane getting by. Apparently still in play. 70 west, Ellicott City crash near 29 has been cleared. Delays remain. In a loop of the Beltway, looking for a crash near Connecticut Avenue. Should be along the right side of the roadway from what we understand. Branch Avenue crash was northbound near Naylor Road. At last report, again, under police direction. District DC 295 northbound still jammed off the 11th Street Bridge into the works and reported near Pennsylvania Avenue. Only a single lane was able to get by. I'm Joe Conway, WTOP Traffic.
Now let's see what's happening weather-wise. It was all nice and sunshiny out earlier. Now we got clouds, so we got to bring in the relief guy to tell us all about it. Mike Sinifer, WTOP meteorologist.
And good afternoon, Ralph. Yeah, we're watching a cold front coming away from the north and northeast, and it is setting off some severe thunderstorms as close as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania right now. We'll keep an eye on these storms as they move into the far northern suburbs of Maryland in between about 5 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. Any storms that do develop, especially across the northern and western suburbs until around sunset, may produce damaging winds and some large hail. So we're watching the radar closely for you. Later tonight, some more showers, risk of storms until after midnight as that front comes through. Over at lows, upper 40 suburbs to upper 50s, closer into the district. We'll turn mostly sunny, cooler, and less muggy tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Look for quiet weather for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs in the 70s to mid 80s. Right now, Gaithersburg 83, Stafford 85, and Ralph, we have a temperature of 82 at Reagan National.
Mike, thank you. We're looking at 81 degrees here outside the WTOP studios, all brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP Summer Sunshine, also brings along summer scammers. We've got a word of warning. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Sally. Back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, me and my pack enjoyed a big breakfast. And now I'm in the Great Geyser Water Park looking down the High Paw Holler. And guess what? I'm only a little scared.
Wow, Steven, I'm impressed. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
WTOP and Silver Diner bring you Free Lunch Friday to thank you for listening to WTOP. At home, at work, or on the go. Three winners every Friday for dine-in lunch only at 18 Silver Diner locations. Enter today at WTOP.com, search Free Lunch Friday.
422.
Why buy a boring new car when you can have an amazing certified pre-owned luxury car from Select Auto Imports? Select is a five-star dealer that has been in the D.C. area for more than 30 years. Customers know that the BMWs, Mercedes, and Maseratis at Select feel like they are brand new. Drive your dream car with no payments for 3 months. And for a limited time, all premium vehicles are up to 33% off MSRP. Select Auto Imports in Alexandria, Virginia. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Unapproved credit.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 4:23. Summer sunshine brings an increase in scammers as well, as folks tend to focus more on taking a break than keeping their guard up. Intellicheck CEO Brian Lewis says the main thing to look for online is deals that are just too good to be true.
Look at the URL on anything that's emailed to you very carefully, because that's going to let you know whether it's good or bad.
Lewis also says if you become a victim of a scam, to contact your bank and file a report with the FTC. And the first issue, D.C. crime. Now the city's election laws are under scrutiny from the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post says a hearing is scheduled on Wednesday to address D.C. election activity. It'll examine the American Confidence in Elections Act, which includes a title that would overwrite D.C.'s election laws. Earlier this year, a bipartisan effort in Congress successfully blocked D.C.'s revised criminal code. We've got Frank Hanrahan in sports standing by.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. it is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be auto mechanics. If you have a car to donate, please donate to Vehicles for Change at vehiclesforchange.org. Your car will be transformational for a local family.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
425, got a packed sports page today, Frank Hanrahan.
Yes, we do, and we start, Ralph, on the red clay over at Roland Garros in the French Open. Francis Tiafoe, of course, the local product, taking on Alexander Zverev, and a good first couple of sets. They split the first two. Start of the third set. It's a best of five, of course, as they are even at one set apiece in third round play. Earlier, American Coco Gauff advanced on the women's side. Some baseball news. Nats right-hander Steven Strasburg has severe nerve damage, leading to doubts that he will ever pitch again. So reports the Washington Post. Strasburg has pitched just 31 innings in three seasons since winning the World Series MVP back in 2019, and then, of course, signed that huge contract. Current day Nats looking for two straight over Philadelphia. Right now they are scoreless in the top of the second inning at Nationals Park. Mackenzie Gore pitching this afternoon for the Nats, who won last night's game 8-7. MLS tonight, DC United visiting Inter Miami. WNBA, the Mystics 3-2 host winless Minnesota. That's at 7 o'clock. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Frank, thank you. It is 4:26 now at WTOP. Coming up, we will have the latest as President Biden signs a debt deal into law. It's another sentence for some oath keepers who were connected to the Capitol riot. Stay with us.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact CertaPro Painters and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's CertaPro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that loving feeling back with the help of CertaPro Painters. Start your project at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
These are emails filling your employees' inboxes.